This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another At Home in Connecticut today. Thank you for joining me. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne. And joining me in studio today is Jeff Devereaux. He's the event coordinator for First Night. And one of the reasons why I wanted you in, Jeff, is I talk to a lot of people and they don't realize there's actually two fireworks showing. There's the earlier one so you can bring the kiddies. And then there's the later one, which we all know and love. But there's a lot of family activities going on for First Night that a lot of people don't recognize, I think. So thanks for joining me in studio today. And give me a little teaser of some of the stuff that's coming up family-friendly-wise at First Night this year.
Well, Joey, thanks, first of all, for having me on the show. This is our 31st annual celebration for First Night Hartford. And we're very excited to continue our tradition of really leaning into a family-friendly New Year celebration that we hope brings out the region and the city to enjoy all that our downtown and our region has to offer. For the last, I believe, since the beginning, we've had this dueling fireworks celebrations, the family show at 6 and the traditional midnight fireworks. The 6 o'clock show is sort of the cap for a whole bunch of family-friendly activities. To give you an example for this year, from the Butler McCook House, which is an historic property off of Main Street. I think it's technically Prospect is the address, but it backs up to Main Street too. All the way down to the State House, the old State House, there are a ton of family activities that are, you know, craft-oriented activities and family-oriented shows, from storytelling to some live music for folk and dance and things like that, all sort of geared to getting families to participate. What's our big theme this year? We're calling it Participate with the Art highlighted, which is our fun thing for our families this year. We have hat making at the Wadsworth, face painting at the old State House. We have other craft activities at the Butler McCook House and the library, all geared up for people to their families to get ready for First Night. And then at right before the 6 o'clock fireworks at 5:30, there's actually a procession that happens every year for families to participate in, led by some local musicians that leads people down to the arch for the 6 o'clock countdown. Which is usually a lot of fun for our families, and we love more and more families to come out and participate in that every year.
So that's the thing. It's not just the fireworks at night. I mean, this is a day-long celebration of the arts in Hartford, and the First Night is a 501c3, so it is a charitable organization, and a lot of that money for your tickets and the events are going back into the city to feed the arts programs.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, our mission is to provide a family-friendly activities that really shows off and highlights the arts and culture in our region. So the funds that we raise that are through our amazing granting partners, our sponsor partners, and folks who buy buttons, goes right into invest into the artists that perform and to the cultural institutions that help us put it on, and put on the big firework displays as well, of course, for everybody.
So now, if you know, someone is new to the state in Connecticut, or someone hasn't gone to First Night and someone's interested in going, how do they get into First Night?
Sure. So the First Night activities are across the downtown, mostly off of the Main Street corridor between the Hartford Public Library and the old State House, but also on Asylum and Pratt Street and Trumbull Street and into the park as well. And all the activities with your button, which you can get online and at a bunch of venues, maybe we can talk about in a minute.
Yeah, definitely.
Are your button gets you into all the activities. There's a kid's button and there's an adult button. That's sort of your all-access pass for the whole day. And we have programming literally from 2 until midnight. So it's a big, fun, full day. We don't expect all the families to stay there the whole day, which is why we have the 6 o'clock fireworks.
We'll wish.
That's a long day for anybody, but we'll be out there no matter what the weather is. And we're hopeful where we have some good weather for everybody this year.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the thing. In this term, it takes a village. It's taking a good chunk of downtown to make this work. And a lot of it is volunteers.
Oh, man, so many volunteers. And there's actually a volunteer platform on our website. So if anyone is interested in volunteering, we get you a free button and you come out and you help us support the artists and the venues and all sorts of various things throughout the day.
What is the website?
You can find all the information about First Night at www.firstnighthartford.org. You can get your buttons there, find out about the program events there, find out about volunteering and donations and the mission and the history of the organization.
And you can order
well.
Your button?
Yes, you can order the buttons there. You can also, we have a bunch of other special events this year, which may be of interest. The night before, we're doing an event to honor Nat Reeves,
okay,
who is a famous jazz bassist from the city, who's been here for a long time. He's actually originally from down south, but he's been working at the Hart School, teaching jazz there, and has been all over the world. And we're doing a special event to celebrate him the night before on the 30th at the Aetna Theater at the Wadsworth Athenaeum. And we also have another special partnership this year for anyone, any families who would love to have a little bit of hockey with their first night. Anyone who goes to the Wolfpack that night actually will get a button for first night as well.
Oh, okay. So you get extend little, your stay in downtown.
Yeah, you get a little 2-for-1 deal if you go to the hockey game.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Now, you've been downtown for a while. You've been in the city. Is there a key location to watch the fireworks? Like, where's like that Ooh. Hidden gem that people can like – now that, you know, it's not going to be a hidden gem after this, but where's that little hidden gem that people can really get a good view?
Sure. The good news is the fireworks are really central. So the fireworks get shot off by the stage in Bushnell Park. So the area that is sort of the western side of Bushnell Park from Trinity Street west to the highway, essentially, and the railroad is all blocked off. And that's where the fireworks get shot. So you can see the fireworks from the other side of the State House, the Capitol building, rather, and all around the park. I mean, I imagine the folks who have apartment buildings and hotel stays around probably have the best view.
Oh, they're just the one day a year. They're like, this is why we live here.
Yeah, they probably get the best view, but because so much of that park is blocked off, you really get a wide swath, and it's hard not to get a good view of the fireworks. So
as long as
anywhere
the weather's going to cooperate.
Yeah, as long
we're
as
the weather is going to cooperate.
Indeed, we're taking a hard line and telling Mother Nature that this is the one. But we definitely encourage folks to come out and watch the fireworks with us where we do our countdown, which is right under the arch on Trinity Street. We'll have a couple special guests doing the countdown with us this year for the 6 o'clock and then for the midnight as well.
And I mean, one thing everyone will say complains going into the city, you know, the parking, this and that, but there's going to be plenty of lots to park in. You know, if you need, you can take Fast Track. They'll be running some extra specials that, you know, we can talk about later on down, but you just get to Hartford. It's not crossing the Danube River and, you know, it's just going into Hartford, get a garage, walk through. There's plenty of things to do in downtown Hartford that night. Like I said, this isn't just fireworks. There's activities going on. Get there early. Take part in the activities. It's Hartford. It's our city's or state's capital. Enjoy it.
Yes.
Bring in the new year.
Certainly, yeah. We encourage everyone to get there any way they want. You know, we get people who walk downtown. We get people who bike downtown, even regardless of the weather. So we're the CT Rail, the Hartford line will be running late for us, which we're really excited about. Definitely consider taking the Fast Track and the local buses as well. To avoid any parking hassles, there'll be plenty of room for folks. The free Dash shuttle service will be running up and down downtown, which will help folks get around to the different venues as well. And that'll run an extended service for us that night too.
I mean, that's the thing. It's downtown Hartford. There's plenty of things to do. There's no excuse why people shouldn't go. It's a family-friendly activity. If you got younger kids, there's the 6 o'clock showing, but get there earlier in the afternoon. Have them experience the history of Hartford. There's so much history in Hartford that we don't recognize. And you can, you know, take part in the fireworks at night, go to the Butler McCook House and all these other places and experience the history and culture that Hartford has to offer and end it with fireworks. I mean, you can't go wrong there. And our food, you know, where are we going for food if we're going to first night? Where should you grab a bite? Any recommendations there?
Sure. I mean, many of the restaurants have sort of special offerings that they do regardless of us for New Year's. And there's tons of great restaurants downtown. We'll be stationing some food trucks near the Pump House Gallery, which is where, right by the Winterfest skating rink. So there'll be a couple of food trucks there. A number of the venues will have some hot chocolate vendors and stuff like that as well. But yeah, there's definitely get out, make a day of it, you know, get some food, maybe go to the Wolfpack game, maybe check out the Nat Reeves event the day before, you know, find a restaurant your family goes to, maybe go down to Front Street, maybe go to the restaurants on Main or on Asylum and make a day of it.
And here's what I suggest, you know, if you're going to make a day out of it, visit as many restaurants as you can. Don't do the meals, do the appetizers. Go in, have a little bit from this place, go to this place, hit up a food truck. There's no rush. You're there to relax and enjoy the night. Experience as much as you can. And that's what I think a lot of people should do. And that's what me and my wife and my family do when we go somewhere new. We'll try as many places as we can, hit up the appetizers, and just keep it moving. And there's so much downtown to do for first night and even the night before. Just keep it moving. Get as much done as you can. Enjoy the capital city. We got fireworks. You got buttons. It's all going to a great cause. You know, the arts in Hartford. It's a great thing, and I think as many people as we can get out there, we're going to push for. So joining me again in studio is Jeff Devereaux. He's the event coordinator for First Night. Coming up this New Year's Eve into New Year's, there's even events going on before New Year's Eve. So check out the website, and what's the website again?
www.firstnighthartford.org.
See, it's just that easy. You can go there, get all the information. You can get your buttons. And just enjoy the state's capital for everything it's got. There's nothing wrong with it. So thank you again for joining me this morning on At Home in Connecticut. And if you got an event, let me know. We're here to publicize it. So many great things to do here at home in Connecticut. Good morning and thank you.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.